Okay, Simon Kuf Nun Dalid. We're talking about Vestas, which is the hardest part of Hilchas Nida, making the cycles of when you have to separate in anticipation of a period. So then, Avaroiv Nashim Darkon Lekvaya Vestas Baflogas Shavas, which does not apply nowadays. It says most women, their derech is to have set cycles. With haflogas, meaning let's say every 35 days, every 28 days, and they're consistent. She has separated in between one period and another period equal amount of days going to being counted. She sees once and then she stops up for 25 days. And then she goes back and sees again. If she has three haflagas, then it's considered a vest kavua, a set cycle. That's called a vest haflagas, which they call, I think they call it in interval. Right? And after they count, you count the, that amount of days. Azai yom haba hu yom vest kavua shelo. That's her set cycle. Bekivon, shekol vest eino nikva v'pachas mishloish shapamim. Since a vest does not become kavua, doesn't have a chazaka less than three times. Afloga eino nikeras ela b'shteirius. And obviously, you can't have an interval period unless you have two periods. You need two periods in order to make a. To know how many days are in between two periods. L'chein, l'vesta flogas, tzrichas arborias. For vesta floga, in order to make kavua, you need four periods, right? Four periods will make three intervals. When she rosa yoim, she sees today, v'fliga chof heyoim, and she has a separation of 25 days, v'rosa, and then she sees again, v'shu v'fliga chof heyoim v'rosa, another 25 days, and she sees, v'shu v'fliga chof heyoim v'rosa, haray rosa, dalet v'omim, she's seen four times, four periods, asher b'neim, shalosh haflogas shavas, there's three spaces in between those four periods with kavua vest, and that's a vest kavua. Fine. Gimel v'yesh nashim she'en lahem yom kavua l'res. There are some women that don't have a set cycle, which is almost all women nowadays. Levi me'achadish v'lei haflogas shavas, they don't get it on the same day of the month. They don't get it with the same interval. V'yesh en simon and begufon, but they have a simon in their body. Before she gets a period, she'll be mafahek. That's either sneezing or burping or yawning. Somebody who stretches out their hands because they feel heavy. Or somebody yawns, opens up their mouth because of heaviness. Or somebody who makes a sound from the throat, like a burp, because of the food, or a hiccup. Call Elu in Yone Pihuk, and these are all considered Pihuk, and meaning, and if a woman gets her period after that, then that's a simon. The next time she has this yawning or burping, et cetera, then she will be, that will be her vest. She'll have to separate. Bechenim Misateshes, if she sneezes, Derech Mata, which the Misateshes Derech Mata means she has gas, right? She has a lower sneeze. By derech mala or a regular sneeze, by margeshes is a mechush negatibura, or she feels something near her stomach, which is what we'd call cramps. By bebesarechem or in her uterus, ashezuat tzire kadachas, or she gets tzire kadachas. They basically translate it as hot flashes, right? Oy temasu cyrus besara, or she her hair is her, what do you call it? Her hair stands on end, right? Or her head is heavy, right? Basically, these are all physical symptoms, right? If she has three times in a row that she gets a period like that, that she has one of these things happen to Rachakach Ros Adam, and then she sees blood, her Rezu Kava vest. If she has this three times, she will have a vest Kavua, Zenuk or vest Haguf, and that is called vest Haguf. The Daka Piyuk Vitish Bakama Paman Zechazet. That's only if, I mean, it can't be just one sneeze. That's a normal thing, right? It has to be a sneeze that happens, or a burp, whatever, it has to have, has to be like rapid fire. Havi lost the play. Havi simon vest cover behem. That's a simon. That's a vest kavua. Avo mishum piuk v'itush pam achas ain't a vest nikva. Just from one sneeze, the vest is not nikva. Kizeh derech kol adam. That is the derech of all people. V'davka shekavah kol agim pam alayde mikra echad. Meaning she has to have the same thing. Meaning it has to be three episodes of sneezing, three episodes of burping. Avo impam b'mikra zeh or pam b'mikra zeh loy havi kviyas. If they don't combine with each other, right? Okay, Dalit. Some women will have a kavua with days combined with the physical. Every 5 days in a month, she sneezes, etc. Meaning on not 5 days a month, the fifth day, hey of the month, right? On the 25th day, she sneezes. And then she sees Venez. That's called a murkav, meaning from riding, meaning it's a double vest. It's a combination. She has this 3 times. When it comes onto that day, if she sneezes on that day, then she's going to have a vest. I'll be I'm greater, but just the day itself, that's not a problem. I be peak be itush greater, or she just sneezes, and it's not on that day. Ain't a tzricha lochish, there's no chashash, kibin shalai kovea, ela b'tavayu ka'adodi. Since she's not kovea, only with both of them together. Fine. Hey, kol isha shiesha vest kavua, any woman that has a vest kavua, ha-reizu shalai b'shas vesta b'cheskas tahara. So if a woman she has a vest kavua, then there's no concern to be with her when she's not expecting a period. And the husband can sleep with his wife. He doesn't have to ask her if she's tahir. Even if she's like quasi sleeping, he could sleep with her, which we already learned before, that she has to be at least a shtickle conscious. She doesn't need bediga before tashmish and after tashmish, which sometimes you would need in certain situations to make sure that she's not having a period. The opposite. She should not be baidik her kid in front of the husband. Because when a husband sees the wife doing a bedika, then he's going to say, Mistama, why is she doing a bedika? Must be there's an issue. If she wasn't feeling something, she wouldn't be checking. If she checks herself before intimacy, he's going to separate from her, which we don't want him to do. And if he's baidik in front of her after tashmish, maybe his head is going to he's going to think in his head, she felt something during tashmish, and then he's not going to see with her a different time. Right, and therefore she should not be baidik in front of her husband. But not in front of her husband. Let's say in the bathroom, wherever it is. Kalisha shemar b'livdik esatzma reizu mishubachas. Any woman, the more she checks herself, the more praiseworthy it is. Now that's the way we say it in Shulchan Aruch. We do not do this nowadays. We do not say hareza mishubachas bezman hazeh. Because, first of all, women, for whatever reason, are much more sensitive nowadays, and there can be a cut, and that's the last thing we want. That's one. Two, and more importantly, is that we are definitely more strict nowadays with colors on bedika cloths, et cetera, because we don't have the Masaira. Unfortunately, because of the Gullus, we lost the Masaira. We keep losing the Masaira, what it is. So don't put yourself into a situation that's going to cause us to have to be makel. Right. Meaning, it's hard to say, but since we don't have the right Messiah, a lot of times we're gonna have to be machmer when we don't necessarily, we're not confident that we're being machmer al pidin, but we don't have a choice. All right. So that's why we don't do the extra bedikas nowadays. Fine. Vav. Isha. Shein lo vest kavua klal. Let's say a woman has no vest kavua at all. Yeah, she'll live the kazatz b'fnei tasha shel achat tasha. Should everybody hear that? You hear what the kids of Shulchan Aruch paskins? Like this, when guys ask, should, I'm not going to learn kids of Shulchan Aruch because you don't paskin that way. So, okay, big deal. You'll paskin like the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Well, on this one, I imagine most people will not. Because a woman who does not have a set cycle has to check herself before and after every tashish. That means every one of the women nowadays, because most women do not have set cycles, would have to check themselves every time before they're together and after. From Abal Yeshloi Lakanechas, Avagam Abal Yeshloi Lakanechas, Atsmi Lachatashish, or Liris, and Loi Nimsa Eza Tipa Dam, the husband would also have to check himself. Bachishi Becheskas Mesulekas Damim, but if she's a Chazak and Mesulekas Damim, Kagaimu Uberes Lachel Kimachadashim, if she's pregnant after 3 months, Oi Menika, or she's nursing, Oi Zakeno, or she's postmenopause. Right, Elu Einan Tzrichas Bedika, then they would not need a Bedika. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very machmer. So I guess it's good that a lot of guys are not yeah. So what's it? One more, right? Sorry, no, yeah. Yesh nashim she'ein lehem vest kavua mamish, and there are women that don't have any vest kavua at all. Aval yesh anap chaponim mispar yom yedum shebehem einan rois. So now this is a bailout also for our women nowadays. Meaning our women that don't have a vest kavua, but they know that they're guaranteed that they're not going to see. Like every woman knows that she's going to go 25 days without getting, right? Kigon shi muchzekes shebechol chofei yom la'achar riyosa ein chizeres v'roya. She knows that 25 days, she knows she's not seeing. After day 25, so some say she sees 27, 29. Sometimes she'll go a little later. Isha like this until 25 days. Since she's muhsuk 3 times, that in these days she won't see. Dina b'yom elu kamoi isha sheyesh leves kavua. It's like an isha that's a ves kavua. Meaning, so therefore, there has to be no checking. Yom shalachar came, but the days after that, she nevoicha behem. Nevoicha means like it's, it doesn't mean crying. It means it's like an average. No, it doesn't mean average. The literal translation means it's unclear. Bein lo behen cheskas tyra. She doesn't have a cheskas tara, asur labayla, she's asur to her husband. So he's saying on any day that she could potentially have a potential period, then you're out. Ramosha Feinstein paskins that after a period, a woman cannot be together with her husband unless she first checks herself. Okay, we will stop there for round one.
What do you mean? What does it mean? What do you mean, Ramosha Feinstein? After a period, a woman checking and going to the mikvah.
After, no, not a period. I'm sorry. I said period. After a vest. If the vest passes, he holds that you cannot be together unless you do badika before and after. Thank you for that.